Governor, it is my pleasure to present to you and to the First Lady the Capitol Christmas tree. About 16,000 trees a year are purchased from Florida tree farms, and these trees are Hurricane Michael survivors.
The tree presented today came from the Bavarian Christmas tree farm owned by Franco and Sigrid Camacho. Franco says although Hurricane Michael did some damage, hundreds of their trees are still standing.
They heard something, but we straight everything up.
But as Commissioner Putnam explains, that's not the case for all tree farmers.
There's still opportunities to help our fellow Floridians in the Panhandle with housing needs, as well as, you know, the less important but important timber issues that are out there.
Timber is a major industry in many of the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Michael, one of the strongest storms to hit the Panhandle, which caused an estimated more than $1.2 billion in damages.
To put it in perspective, we estimate that there's roughly an equivalent of 2.5 million truckloads of timber laying on the ground. It could be as much as a 20-year supply of wood laying there.
And the longer the wood lays there, the greater the problem becomes.
If they don't get that land cleaned up and replanted, then you've really got a long-term economic crisis in these rural counties. Because if the mills don't believe that there's a wood basket that's going to supply their investment, then they're going to shut down.
Putnam says now the plan is to get the timber to market before the bugs ruin it. For WFSU, I'm Blaze Ganey.